Okay, Richard Kingsall with you on 2009 this evening. I got the chance of speaking to an interesting character. His name's Bradford Cox. He's the leader of American band Deer Hunter, who are here in the country for the very first time. Lots of anticipation over this tour. Lots of indie music fans right around the world love this band from Atlanta, Georgia. They've put out three albums now. The album which came out last year was called Micro Castle. And I got the chance of interviewing him just prior to their very first show in Sydney on Thursday night. I went backstage with the man and had a good lengthy conversation with him. You'll hear part of that interview in just a moment on 2009. But before we get to Bradford Cox from Deer Hunter, a little reminder of the sounds that they make. Okay, Bradford from Deer Hunter, welcome to Australia. First time here.
It's our first time here. We are very excited.
Come from Japan. Not too much jet lag, I hope.
None at all. Is there jet lag from Japan?
You're in the same time zone, so I think that's the key.
Yeah, I felt nothing of jet lag. I've had a really comfortable flight and everything.
And how was Japan? How'd the shows go up there?
Oh, I mean, I don't think I can really describe it. It was amazing. Japan is something else. I like graphics and colors, and Japan is just like every sign is like a work of art. There's so much humor and warmth and everything. You know, the food is insanely good, and you know, just everything from the people there genuinely are happy. I mean, I've never experienced such a response. It was really heartwarming.
You've been there before?
No.
That was the first time there as well?
First time. We're out of our element. We're on the opposite side. We've never been this far from home.
Yeah, wow.
Oddly, I feel totally okay about it.
Do you get any of that sense of, God, you know, we're actually connecting with people in places I never thought we'd connect in?
That's really what's keeping me going because, I mean, I'm a homebody. I spend all of my conscious time is spent producing or making music somehow. I don't really have a social life. I don't really have any kind of other hobbies or anything. I mean, graphics, I like graphic design and stuff, but that's just, you know, I like to look at it. But I'm just saying, I play music. That's what I do. And the best place, obviously, to do that is at home, surrounded by my hundreds of gadgets and things. And, you know, I love my family and I miss my family and just the comforts of home. And so I'm not a traveler. I'm not a world, you know, which really I don't mean to seem unappreciative because this tour, in fact, has really slapped me in the face and made me realize how lucky I am. And what's really made that so special is the response and the warmth of the audience. And I don't like calling them fans because I feel like it's a mutual appreciation kind of thing going on. But our audiences have been so responsive. We really do feel really, really honored and really grateful.
If you feel like you're at home in your element making music and playing around, as you said, with your gadgets, what about up on stage when it's all clicking, when it's all working, you've locked into the rhythm of the band? How does that make you feel?
It does feel good. It feels good, but it feels different because I don't have as much license to press stop and rewind. Or if I mess up, and I don't get nervous about it. I don't ever get nervous. I never get stage fright or anything like that. But I just really find with my attention span that sometimes I want things to move a little faster or a little slower. Sometimes I want to go out on a deep drone guitar exploration. You know, when you're with three other musicians on stage, you know, it's harder to follow your whims.
You can't give any signs, can't give any directions. Let's go here.
We do. Every show is different. We really try hard for the audience. We don't like repeating ourselves. We're not the kind of band that has a set list, and we're just normal folks, you know. We don't have like tour managers printing out set lists that we don't even see, that we just like get on stage and, you know, have like the effects already dialed in. Every night we play things differently. We set the amps differently. Every night we try different guitar sounds, and we try extending, or I mean, some songs kind of are pop, simple pop songs. It's hard to really mess with those. But I mean, like songs like Nothing Ever Happened or Octet. I mean, when we wrote Nothing Ever Happened, our bass player Josh wrote the root of that song, and it's been so fun for me over the past year, like just ripping that song up at the in the middle section with the guitar. I mean, I got really into Neil Young late in the game, and so I've just been copying Neil Young licks. And
it has got that sort of crazy horse, but also, you know, obvious Sonic Youth influence to the sound of it.
See, I can't agree with the obvious Sonic Youth influence. Cause
really?
I'm not. Although I very much appreciate some of their albums, and I am a fan, and I do think they're incredibly genius people, and I think that we owe a lot to them. I think we owe a huge debt to them. I don't feel their influence in my music. I don't use alternate guitar tunings. I don't think our subject matter is similar. I don't think that I mean, I view, when I'm going to compare two bands, there has to be a spirit that's shared. I don't feel that we share their spirit, and I don't feel influenced by them. No.
On Triple J, this evening on 2009, that is Deer Hunter from their album Microcastle with a track called Nothing Ever Happened, and I'm speaking at the moment with Bradford Cox, their singer.
I mean, I think of us as a very small cultish band, and even at our tiny cultish level, you see our music spread through cultures I never knew existed. How the heck do these Japanese schoolgirls become obsessed with Deer Hunter? It blows my mind.
So what's the future, Bradford? What I mean, Microcastle's over a year old now. Did come out towards the end of last year, but it was kind of made a while ago. What are you planning? Have you guys got another album, you know, in store?
We've got, you know, a love of our music and good chemistry. I think what we need is a break because we've been pushing really hard. But in that break time, of course, I won't be taking any break time. I've got Logos, the new Atlas Sound album. Logos is going to be coming out late September, early October. And it's...
Is it completely done?
It's as of about an hour and 10 minutes ago. I just got... I have some special guests on it. And I have been getting vocal files and mixing them in and stuff. It's I think it's going to be a really exciting record.
Fantastic. And so you can do all of this stuff still on the road. You don't need to be at home base.
I don't prefer to do it that way, but if necessary, yeah. I've never let it stop me.
Can you let us know the special guests, or do you want to wait for a surprise?
Well, I'll give... Let me see if I can give some clues.
Are they famous surprise guests or friend surprise guests?
Oh, come on. Everyone's famous.
Fair enough.
If I could be famous.
I mean, just don't give me any clues of people I might not have heard of.
One... is okay. One you could find. No, that would be
too obvious.
Yeah, okay. Let's just let it. It'll be a surprise. Okay. I don't want my record label, or I don't want them. Anybody strangling me.
And this,
I'm a loudmouth.
And of course, if you let it slip on this side of the world, you know, next week it's going to be everywhere. Someone will pick it.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Black Lips dissed that band Waves, that kid, on Norwegian radio, and somehow now it's like the top story on all the indie rock sites. You can't even say anything without it going around the world.
I know, the repercussions. I mean, I'm on this side of the microphone, but you notice it more and more when you speak to people, just how cautious they are of saying anything about anyone because they're worried.
Well, I learned that because, number one, no one in their right mind wants to be hateful. Nobody, where I come from, you just don't... go around picking on people. And I did that for a while. When we first started getting interviewed, I was like, you know what? This person's a bitch. I hate their music. I hate this person's music. Oh, we're not anything like them. And, you know, I was real bratty. And then I started looking back at these interviews. You know, I criticized bands like Vampire Weekend. I never met Vampire Weekend. Then I ended up meeting them, and they were incredibly nice people. Everyone I've ever criticized has been extraordinarily nice. And it's a terrible feeling to like be hanging out with someone who's being really nice to you and thinking about the horrible things you said about them in the press a week ago that they probably don't know about. My advice to young bands is just do your best and don't talk about other people. I think it's tacky.
Have you grown to like Vampire Weekend after meeting him?
Oh, Vampire Weekend are great guys, yeah. They're really great guys.
No, but I mean their music. Have you got a different perspective on it?
Oh, I was lying if I ever said I didn't like their music. I like pop music. I like they have good hooks. I mean, they write great songs. I think that they're a great band. I think that they have a lot of potential to branch out into some weird stuff in the future if they wanted to. They could be the next Talking Heads or something.
Okay, that was Bradford Cox from Deer Hunter. Conversation I had with him just a few hours before they went on stage for the very first time in Australia in Sydney on Thursday night. I caught up with him backstage, had a fairly lengthy conversation. We might actually whack more of that up on the 2009 page this week for you to podcast it, because after that, we ended up talking about Talking Heads for about 10 minutes. Then we talked about the Breeders for 10 minutes. Then we talked about Brian Eno for a while. It was a fascinating conversation with him. And as I said, Deer Hunter in the country at the moment for the very first time, and I'll tell you where they're playing because they're touring for Triple J. They've got a couple of more shows later on this week, but first, here's the latest music from Deer Hunter. Is this? It's the title track of a new EP. It's called Rainwater Cassette Exchange. And there you have it. That is the latest track, well, the title track of the latest EP by Deer Hunter. Rainwater Cassette Exchange is the name of it. And Deer Hunter actually are splitting for New Zealand for the next few nights. They've already played shows in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane over the weekend. They've got two more shows because those initial shows sold out. They've got two more shows coming up later on this week in both Sydney and Melbourne. Thursday, you can catch Deer Hunter playing at the Corner Hotel. Next Saturday night, they're playing at the Annandale Hotel in Sydney, and that'll be their final date for this very first tour from the American band. As Bradford mentioned to me before as well, if you're a big fan, Atlas Sound, his solo project, the new album, which, as he mentioned to me on Thursday night, he had just pretty much finished an hour before that. It's going to be released around September time as well, and it's called Logos, or Logos, as he pronounced it.
The best new releases of the week, 2009, on Triple J.